the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Fiona Hatton and I am the CEO of Hospice Isle of Man and Rebecca House Children's Hospice.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So Hospice and Rebecca House exist to provide end-of-life and palliative care for both adults and children. It was started, I hope I get this date right, in 1983 by a tremendous lady called Nadine Crowther, who I have met quite a few times. I saw her last week. She's now in her late 80s. She was a fierce force in the 70s of realising there was a big gap on the Isle of Man. There was nowhere for end of life and palliative care here. And she was the person that started hospice.
Tell us about your team.
So the team, it's quite a big team. There's about 120 individuals that work at hospice, and that's a real range of different professions there. So, of course, we have our healthcare assistants, nurses, doctors, physios, psychologists. We also have, the fundraisers and marketers and finance and IT and estates. So there's lots of different departments there. And then, of course, we are so lucky to have just over 400 volunteers at hospice. And they cover such a range of services for us. They really do. They make the place. And I say it to them all the time, when I see them, but I honestly mean it, is that hospice would not exist were it not for volunteers. They help in our shops, our cafes, they help in the office. You can always see volunteers in and around the building, and also helping to support patients and providing that. It's almost like a befriending service that they offer.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for everybody and anybody on the island that needs end of life and palliative care. As I said, for both children and adults. Rebecca House caters for children up to the age of 18, and then at that point it would switch to, they would be supported by hospice. But it's for anybody. We support just under half of all deaths on the island. So that's hundreds and hundreds of patients every year, and also the friends and the families of those patients too.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We're really lucky. I think we have really, really good relationships. There's a number of great charities on the island doing great work. We work quite closely with lots of them. Ones that spring to mind, we work, with Crews, who offer bereavement services. We work with Our Listen. We share space with Our Listen. They have a number of offices in the hospice building. It works really, really nicely. We work with the Children's Centre. And then obviously more of the statutory services through Manx Care. We also have a number of, partnerships going on there too.
What are your main goals?
The goals of the charity are to provide excellence in end-of-life and palliative care. That's why we exist. That's what we strive to do. On an organisational level and on my personal level, what we strive to do is to make sure that hospice is here in, 5 years, 10 years, that we're doing everything now to ensure that, it's here for years to come to anybody who needs it.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I don't foresee any big changes at hospice. We want to keep doing what it is that we're already doing. So focusing on those key areas of our inpatient unit, hospice at home, Rebecca House providing respite for children, those really core elements that nowhere else does. There is nowhere else that people can go to get those things. That is, that remains our core focus. So the next few years, it's about keeping that high level of care. It's about being really efficient in what we do, and it's ensuring the sustainability, the future of hospice.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded in a mix of ways. So it breaks down into a large part, and the majority is the Manx public. It's the people on the Isle of Man. It's people who fundraise for us, people who donate to us, whether that's through legacies or events or sponsored activities or writing a check, dropping money in a bucket. There's so many ways that the public give to us, and we never stop being amazed by the generosity that's out there. We also apply to grants and foundations that are available to us and seek money that way. Corporates on the island also play a large part. They offer us support in a number of ways. We have lots of relationships that have been going on years. And the last part is through the government.
How can people support you?
In many, many ways. So obviously, donations and the fundraising side of things, we are always grateful for help in that way. But through volunteering as well, We love, you know, engaging with the public. We love hearing their ideas. We love their feedback on hospice. Hospice shops are another way that people give to us. You know, the shops last year turned over £1.8 million, which, you know, on an island of our size is, it's staggering. So anytime, you know, people go in there to purchase, they are supporting hospice.
Where can people find out more?
You can, of course, go to the hospice website, hospice.org.im, and you'll find everything you need there. In fact, we have a brand new website that's up and running, and I think it looks great. And also our Facebook page, which, you know, always has new content going on there almost daily. Actually, we're putting news out there and using it as a way of thanking all the people that do all the wonderful things for hospice.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.